Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
William McHenry University Athletics.
Every sport you find exciting.
Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
This is Crusader Talk.
Crusader Talk.
We're covering everything William Carey University Athletics. From the field to the court and the diamond. On Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
It's Monday, Monday, Monday. You know what that means. Time for more Crusader Talk here on your radio or on your podcast feed. Another episode with myself, Caleb Hamill, along with Josh West. Michael Mergen's running the board for us tonight inside our Super Talk Hattiesburg studio. And we're glad you're with us as we count our way down to the start of another athletic season. In fact, kind of semi already underway. We've already had the William Carey tri-match as of this past weekend. A lot of scrimmages have happened with men's and women's soccer. And everybody, next time we'll be talking to you, we'll be talking about the results of the first soccer game of the season for both men and women, as the first match of the year will begin on the 18th on Sunday. Should be a good one. But to kick off the show, we're going to have to apologize for the lack in, I would say lack in coverage. We've talked about it a little bit, but the lack of full-hearted information regarding one of the biggest rising sports at William Carey with Coach Rhonda Shirley in her second season, William Carey Volleyball. And Coach Shirley joins us on the phone line. Coach, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, got you loud and clear. Good to have you on,
awesome.
Coach. All right,
awesome.
So let's kind of look back at where we've come from. I'm looking right now at the preseason coaches poll in the SSAC. William Carey in the top half, pick 5 out of 10, in their finish for the SSAC for this upcoming year. And, Coach, you finished in the semifinals of the conference tournament a year ago in a season where it seemed like towards the end of that regular season, all of a sudden the cohesion of the group was starting to get together. You had a couple key injuries. But all in all, it seems like this volleyball program is on a great upward trajectory.
Yes, I would agree. I mean, it just, you know, took a little bit of time, new coming in and just, you know, instilling, you know, the standards and the culture of, you know, my program, not that it's, you know, better or anything from what was placed here prior, but I feel like every coach has there. So, yeah, we were a little shaky in the beginning last year, and a lot of that, like you said, had to do with some key injuries. But I felt very, very good about how we finished last year and finishing where we did. And yeah, I mean, we lost some people, but I felt like we returned our key players and we've added a lot of strength. So, you know, but preseason polls don't always predict your finish.
Mm-mm, not one bit. And you know, we've heard, you know, rumors on the street of seeing some of your upcoming players on this 2024 roster in the cafeteria and elsewhere on campus. And I want to give you a chance to mention some of these people you've brought into the program, some from overseas and elsewhere, that are going to make a big splash for the squad this year.
Yeah, I mean, we're very young this year, but very dominant. We're probably almost 50% freshman and sophomore this year, but very, you know, talented in those areas. And so, and plus we have a couple of really good transfer kids in, so you know, I think some of the you know, standout kids, you know, that are going to have some expectations applied to them is going to be both of our setters, Marcella Hermont. She comes from Brazil. She's a freshman coming in, but she's almost at 6 foot. You know, awesome hands, very smart about the game, been playing a long time. And then we have Katarina, a Serbian JUCO transfer coming in who, you know, was on a team from Casper, Wyoming that finished at the JUCO tournament. That's where I found her, you know, and she plays a very similar game, I think, to Marcella, but her experience for playing 2 years, you know, is just, I think the two of them pairing together is going to be great. And a little bit of what we were missing, I think, from last year. You know, then we have another freshman that has come in. Her name is Swellen. She's a 6'1" pin player, outside, right side. She can play both. Very, very dynamic. Just a very natural volleyball player. Been doing a lot of great things. I think she's going to be a big eye-opener in the conference. I don't really think I saw too many kids like her as freshmen last year. And to have her in the gym for us for the next 4 years is going to be pretty awesome. You know, I think she's going to do some great things for us. You know, and we've had a lot of other great kids. I mean, we just really have a lot of great freshmen. I mean, we've got some kids that are doing softball and volleyball. They're going to come in and just do some great things. We've got kids that came in at last trimester and played beach that are coming indoor. We just have, I think, a lot of dynamic pieces and some young pieces coming in that I think just weren't here last year. And I'm super excited about, like, you know, really what they're going to bring to the program.
Coach Shirley, this is Josh. Good to be talking to you again. Tried to reach out to you. I know you were busy getting everybody back on campus, but I've got a great story to share with everyone in regards to coaches on campus and other programs running into you and the team in the cafeteria and being blown away just by automatically noticing the athleticism, noticing the strength, noticing just how athletically ready this team looks. So I'm talking to Coach Farrell, and that's what he said. He said, we're all lined up to go into the cafeteria, and I'm looking up at these ladies going, oh, my gosh, Coach Shirley, look out. This team could run this league. And so then I run into Clayton Rush, who does a lot of soccer for us, and I said, Clayton, now, and you'll appreciate this, and you can explain to the listeners, I said, Coach said she's got a lot more Barbies coming in. Now, of course, I'm referencing Barbara from last year, bringing in a lot of Brazilians, bringing in some strength, size, athleticism, great energy, great body language. But when I said it to Clayton, he didn't catch the reference. He goes, No. Well, there's not any Barbies. I went, no, Bart from the team. Oh, yeah. Barbie from the team. And of course, I was referencing 6'1", strong, athletic. I knew you would love that story because a Barbie for Cary volleyball means something totally different than cultural, not a not athletic, not strong Barbie doll. No, not any reference to that. You know, I knew we had had those conversations about the recruiting trail very early on, and so the excitement for me was there. But I mean, again, you already know that this is going to be a team that is going to catch people maybe a little off guard to start this season.
I think so, and it's okay. I'm okay. Like, I think some people are not happy we're preseason picked, but I'm okay with that because, you know, we're young, and I think people are looking at our roster like, well, they are predominantly freshman sophomore. Yes, they have Barbie returning, and they have Elena Anderson returning, but two people, they carried us for the most part last year, but they carried us with some other upperclassmen around them. So I think the conference is kind of looking at us like, oh, yes, they're returning, but now they got a bunch of new kids in, and what are they going to do around them? And I'm okay with that. And, yes, I think we've got some great kids to compliment Barbie and Elena, and I feel like I can already sense in the gym that they have already elevated their play because the pressure is not solely on them. They can relax, and they can just – play their game, and it's just so fun to, like, watch them, you know, just be on the court together and interact and just have fun with what they're doing. And also just I really think that they don't even somewhat have a clue of really how great they can be, which is okay. You know, and some of that's going to come with time. I don't mean this year with us having so many underclassmen. But I think there is a lot of great things ahead of us, and that's exciting for me because they don't feel the pressure. They're very confident in what they're doing, and we are. We're very athletic. We're very skilled, and we are very much volleyball-minded. Our IQ is much higher, and it's so fun every day to get into the gym with them. I just always can't wait to get into the practice gym with them.
Coach, we got just under a minute left in this segment, but you said something about how much fun it is to watch them, and that's what I want to relay to the fans, because when we talk about an Anderson and Barbie and those type players, their energy, it's so contagious, their passion for the game and the way their teammates feed off them. Now you've got so many more that are looking to them for that leadership. It is so contagious. This is going to be an extremely high energy, fun brand of volleyball that fans will instantly fall in love with.
I agree. I just think they just need to come one time, and I think they're going to be hooked, and they're going to want to come back and just see what else these young ladies can accomplish throughout the season.
Well, they got a little time before they get to see the first match over in Hattiesburg. That'll be September the 3rd, and then right after that, the start of conference play, as William Carey will go on the road to UT Southern and Blue Mountain, and then be back yet again for a conference game in late September against Mobile. Coach, thanks so much for joining us today. We look forward to catching up with you later on in the season.
Thank you so much for having me on here. I appreciate it.
All right, that is Coach Rhonda Shirley, head coach of the women's volleyball team at William Carey. Big season about to begin here in 2024. Can the Crusaders make a deep run in the SSAC tournament and have a good showing this season? They got to take down Blue Mountain this year. That's what I want to know.
They can.
Hey, Coach Shirley's got the fight in her. We know that. All right, another season on the horizon. That is women's soccer. We'll talk to Coach Danny Owens next here on Crusader Talk.
You're listening to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right. Our thanks to Coach Rhonda Shirley joining us earlier to talk a little bit of volleyball ahead of this regular season. Man, a long time spent on the road. Going to be in the early part of this 2024 campaign for, like we mentioned, September 20th. They'll be in town. Though we do have a couple try matches. I'm just talking about conference play and NAIA play.
Well, just rack up the wins.
That's
just
it.
Just bunch them up, stack them up, and then get ready for conference.
Exactly. Hey, build up all the hype on the front end to where people are just foaming at the mouth, ready to get in there to the Ben Waddell Sports
Absolutely.
Facility and watch them play. Tell you who you don't have to inject hype into for fans to get excited for a sport. That's women's soccer. Coming off of a season where they made it all the way to the championship final. And we're going to be excited to be back out there to the pitch to watch both the men's and women's team. But to preview this women's soccer season ahead of us, Coach Danny Owens now joins us in studio. Coach, glad to have you on.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so we were trying to get you on last week, and then all of a sudden we realized, oh, gosh, they're practicing to try to get game ready for a big scrimmage they had on the following night. You had two scrimmages, and I know we don't really talk about score and all that, but sometimes those are good opportunities for your program to kind of adjust to game readiness right ahead of their first match of the season. And you've got a lot coming back and a lot of new faces, too. What have you seen so far?
Yeah, no, it's been a good preseason, good start. Like you said, we had the scrimmage last week and then we scrimmaged last night. So gave us an opportunity to really look at a few different formations and then just really put players into different places. We told the girls, look, don't look into what we're doing. We're just trying to get a feel for the new girls and the different matchups. You know, we've lost 8 starters from last year, so just trying to kind of build everybody together and kind of blend old and new has kind of been the focus for this preseason.
Yeah, one of the headlines, we kind of avoided talking about it just because it was a sour taste in our mouths, more so for you probably, in losing one of your better returners, Mary Angela Jimenez, to a D1 school in Florida State. But like the great coach that you've come to be over several years of experience, now jump right in, you come back and get even more players in order to replace Mary Angela. What's that process been like, just trying to go from last year to this year as far as what your roster is going to look like?
Yeah, no, it's we lost Mary late, so, you know, it was tough to replace her. But, just over the last couple of years, it's kind of next man up. We had Mary in the spring for a bit of the time, and then she was with the Venezuela national team. So we played some games with her and some without her. So, we played some local Division I teams, went up to Mississippi State and played those guys. So we were familiar playing with and without her. She's definitely going to be missed, just kind of like any senior that you lose is kind of how we looked at it. It's a great opportunity for her. You know, Florida State's kind of like the Alabama football and women's soccer, so great opportunity. But, you know, it's just for our girls, they just got to step up. And it's kind of where we are now is who's going to be that person that's going to step up and, you know, look to score goals and kind of put the team on their back when we need it. And that's where kind of these preseason, these first couple games will come into that.
Coach, where's been the focus of emphasis? Obviously, you had, I believe, a handful of 20-plus goal scorers last year. You returned some of those pieces. Is it more offensively or defensively for this group where the primary focus has been here leading up to the season?
Yeah, so every preseason we really work on the defense. So kind of our first week is strictly like individual defending, small group, and then team defending. And so that's what we really worked on it leading into these last two games. And I feel like kind of our formula is if we can get them in a decent shape, whatever shape that is, whatever formation we want to play, because we work on the defending so much, when we start to work on the offensive piece, they already know where the players are supposed to be because we've kind of worked on that piece defensively. So it's just really been fitness and defending. And we introduced, when we played South Alabama, they wanted to play Saturday and we needed to play Sunday because we just needed a day or two to kind of introduce the, like, going forward because we haven't done anything, like, into the midfield, into the forward. So they were gracious enough to play a Sunday. And so we had, like, two sessions on moving the ball going forward. The rest is just kind of just getting organized as fast as we can.
And then center back being such a focus of replacement this year, you have players that have some limited experience. You've got players with a lot of experience, but maybe never at that center back position. How do you feel like that's solidifying right now?
Yeah, no, the two center backs we had a great spring, and we played a few girls in that position. We obviously lost Maddie Davis over the summer to an ACL, and that was a really big blow to us and the team. But we've just really kind of moved in. You know, Lauren Jones played outside back for us. We slid her right into center back. She did really good in her first game. She did great last night. And then we dropped Ella Jeffcoat, who played some center back and some holding midfielder as a freshman. And she slid in last night against South Alabama. Lauren popped out wide. So we kind of have some rotations, some different things we can do, and we're just trying to find the best matchup. And we kind of did that last year. We kind of had three outside backs that we rotated, and we had like three center backs that we rotated, and we're kind of doing that and just trying to find the best formula, if you will.
So, Coach, who are some of the big-time names that we'll get to learn about for the first time this season as opposed to some of the ones that we've seen coming in and off the field in years gone by?
Yeah, so we brought in a transfer from Coastal Carolina. She was at Tyler Junior College, Spanish girl. She's kind of got her COVID years, her last year, looking to get her graduate degree. So she's been a big piece. She played really good last night, a lot of experience. And then we brought another girl in, Essa. She was another Tyler girl that went to Oklahoma and then transferred into us. So those are kind of the, you know, two transfers that are seniors that have a lot of experience. And then just, you know, we've brought some other girls in that just kind of filling in. We've got a couple girls that have some nagging injuries that we're trying to get over. They came in with something, and so they haven't really gotten to participate a whole bunch. It was kind of the first day or two. And we're excited about the girls we have, and then obviously with our returners.
Bringing in a piece to replace – well, I say bring in a piece. You're bringing in one of the pieces for this team coming from the same school that Azarias was from. Is that a school in Oklahoma or from Oklahoma?
No, that's actually in Arizona. Cochise.
Arizona. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, you know, well, you know how it goes through different layers of getting relayed back to me. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, it was somebody – she was – committed to a Division I team, something fell through, kind of found her really late. It was actually almost in July we found her. We had that Coach East connection. She actually played with Maju back in Brazil with the national team when they were U-17. We called Maju right away. It's like, hey, we're recruiting this girl, put in a good word for her. So we're able to get her in. She's been in. She's been training. Again, has just a little niggle that she's trying to get through. We're just trying to get her try to get her going, but we're really excited. She can play as a center back. She can play holding mid. She played all summer, and she played outside back. So that's another piece that we have that we'll be able to move. We're just excited to get her on once we can get her on the field and get her going.
You getting excited yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, the people that were voting in the preseason poll for the conference, that is, also felt the same about William Carey, as the Crusaders took all 12 first-place votes. I think that was, not to say a no-brainer, but a bit of one, because that's always based on last year's results. And Carey basically ran away with it a year ago. But, Coach, that doesn't really come into your wheelhouse of thought as far as moving forward in a new season. It's kind of a blank slate for you.
Yeah, I mean, every year is a new year. And like you said, you know, I think we've won that award or whatever, been voted that last few years. And, you know, had no bearing on how we approach our, you know, our first goal is win regular season. So whether we're first or we're last, that's our first goal. And, you know, life came along really, you know, late, and they're very strong. Tennessee Southern, you know, we've got some really good teams in our conference that are really strong. So, you know, we're just going to take this non-conference and try to get geared up for conference, and then just take each conference game and, you know, try to win it.
Overall, middle level of the league, has it gotten better in the middle of this league this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, the middle to the top has gotten better. It's a lot more competitive. You know, I know Mobile is going to be back again this year. They've fallen off a little bit, but I know kind of what he's brought in, and he's been building the last couple of years. So I know they'll be back. Like we said, life. Thomas out of Georgia's, you know, competitive. Middle Georgia in the past has always kind of been right there competing with us. So yeah, it's a strong conference, and you know, we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. We're talking to Danny Owens, head coach of the women's soccer program at William Carey University. Got a couple minutes left. Well, more just about a minute left here in this segment. So I want you to be thinking about this as we bring you back for just one more segment here. Going to ask you a little bit about the schedule that's in front of us. Also, new team added to the SSAC this year. Want to see if you've got any insight about what Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College will bring to this conference, first time in the SSAC, and also just a look around back at last season and some of the things that were some of the highlights from that year, as we put those away and put them to rest for one final time before a new season begins. As we continue our conversation with Coach Danny Owens next, as we have more Crusader Talk coming up for you next. Don't go anywhere.
Tuned in to Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
All right, back with more on Crusader Talks. We talk with Coach Danny Owens of women's soccer. If you missed our conversation earlier with Coach Rhonda Shirley, or the first segment that we had with Coach Owens, you can catch us on demand wherever you get podcasts. Just search for Crusader Talk. Or if you want to listen live on Mondays, we always record live and in studio at 7 o'clock on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3. So if you want to be the first one to hear what's all happening in the world of William Carey Athletics, tune into us live. Get a couple commercials, but hey, got to pay some bills too.
Got to pay the bills.
All right. I left us with a handful of things to ponder as we went to break. And Coach Owens, you and I were talking a little bit about some of these roster pieces that are returning, trying to figure out some of who are going to be your goal scorers. And I asked questions about Zalma Torres, who came into Carey last year as the junior college, you know, national player of the year, played well for you off the bench. And some players are kind of geared like that. They play well whenever they're not the first one out there on the field. Through what you've seen so far with scrimmages, and I know they're not the same as what real life games are going to be like, but is that still kind of the feel you get from her, or is it more likely that she'll be a starter?
Yeah, no, she's had a great great preseason, great spring, really, you know. And she's a really good player. Last year we just had, you know, two unbelievable forwards, and had nothing to do with Zalma. It was just how good the girls in front of her were. So, no, we're definitely relying on Zalma. She's, you know, she scored a ton of goals in junior college, won two national championships. You know, we kind of told her after our national championship game, that was the first game she ever lost as a college player.
Wow.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, you know, like you said, she was MVP for 2 years at the JUCO. So, you know, big things come in small packages. And, you know, that's Zalma. She's not very big. But her grandfather passed away kind of over Christmas. And so it was kind of an extended Christmas break for her. And I remember looking at Ryan and saying something about just kind of the personality within the team. It was just different. And it's going to be different with the new team and you've lost some players. And then when Zalma came back kind of a couple weeks later, the culture of the team changed immediately. You could just see the morale. And, you know, Zalma's always – we train at 7 in the morning. She's always smiling. And so, you know, on the field, we're looking for goals and big things from her. But she's been, for us, just as important off the field and that morale and culture building.
Davis have one more year, Alicia Davis.
Alicia Davis is coming back. She's getting her MBA. So we've got Alicia Davis coming back as well.
She's got incredible speed. And when she comes in, is she going to be a player that comes off the bench that provides that energy very much in Zalma Torres' role from last year?
Yeah, no. Alicia, she can do both. I mean, she started some games. She come off the bench. So really with Alicia, it really depends. It's not so much Alicia. It's kind of our formation. Sure. If we play with two forwards, that's not really Alicia's strength. But if we play with three forwards, Alicia's kind of a wide forward. She's a right-sided forward. So even last night, we changed into a 4-3-3, and Alicia was the first person that we put out wide. So, again, it doesn't have a ton to do with Alicia. It's more about the formation and shape and just personnel. But, yeah, we're relying on Alicia as senior.
You're going to be proud of this, Coach, because of Clayton Rush and he just infusing us with his passion for soccer. Mm-hmm. So the fandom is growing. So Clayton and I and my son, who's here in studio tonight hanging out, we watch the women's national team. Yeah. And we were amazed at the direct style in terms of just how athletic they are. And then when you think of a Davis, you have track stars out there playing those positions. You just can just get it out over the top and let them go. And they're so dynamic because just the person they're matched up with can't stay in front of them.
Yeah, and then, you know, if you're going to talk about speed, we got Christina Salmon. You know, in the spring, we work really hard on a lot of our stuff is top speed. Can we just get faster? And we have the catapult GPS, and I'm pretty sure Tina hit 20 miles per hour. So you talk about track speed, you know, and she's almost as fast within her first 15 yards as she is over 60 yards. I mean, she just shot out of a cannon. So that's another one with just loads of pace.
Looking like Michael Scott driving by that radar gun in the episode. You remember that? Or did you watch The Office?
Oh, I did. I loved it. Okay. And then the fact that, to me, though, when I watch Christina, I think she's almost going to post you up and just muscle you and physical you. It blows me away when I hear you talk about the speed, because she can just, what, death with 1,000 cuts. She can beat you in so many ways.
Yeah, no, she can hold it up. She can spin you. You know, if you're real tight, she's going to get by you. If you kind of back off of her, she can cut inside on you. So she's definitely a handful to deal with.
All right. It feels like we mention this every year, just about scheduling on the front end ahead of conference play. It really feels like that's the meat and potatoes of how your team grows so quickly ahead of a conference slate that has its ups and downs. You know, we mentioned how the upper mid-tier of the conference is growing as far as their tenacity. But you have a fun beginning, very similar to last year. You start off with Xavier and then Louisiana Christian. But you get to play Lindsey Wilson, Kaiser at Orange Beach against Southeastern at Orange Beach, and then Georgia Gwinnett as well on the road at that. A lot of growing moments for this team early on.
Yeah, no, I mean, Xavier was a team we played here at the national tournament, if you guys remember. First half, we couldn't get near them. For a first-year program, I thought they were phenomenal. So I know they're going to be a lot stronger, you know, with another recruiting class. So we open up with a tough opponent. Lindsey Wilson's got 4 national championships. That guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame as a coach, and they're always tough. And then, obviously, the Foley is Kaiser Southeastern. That's 2 top 10, 15 teams that we play. And then Georgia Gwinnett's always in the national tournament. So, you know, it's just what we do. You know, I'd much rather play those games than play games where you win 8-10-0. I think it proves to the girls where we are. It shows them, hey, you've played these teams. I know it was either last year or the year before when we went to Foley, we really got exposed in that Foley tournament. And we sat down, really looked at film, brought our team in, kind of tweaked some things, showed them some different things that we can do. And that we can really, although we lost a game or two and had a kind of a tough weekend, it really changed our season around because we as a coaching staff saw some weaknesses. We got to show some players some things that we weren't doing, and it really turned us back into the right direction. And, that's why we play the toughest teams we can.
And just to kind of tie a bow on some of the things I teased last segment, thinking about Kaiser just last year in that game down in Foley where that was probably one of my favorite highlights of the year was, I believe it was a 3-2 finish where Cary scored late in that ball game. And to me, it really solidified the mentality of this program to even when the chips are down or they're in a tight situation, they rise to the occasion. It seemed like that was a good mantra all the way up to the final game of the year. For you personally, what were some of your favorite moments for this team as we close the book on that and look forward?
Yeah, just I guess the last year's team was just really special in terms of just the team, the personality. We knew we were getting everybody's A game. They embraced it. We never looked at our undefeated record, or they just approached each game at a time. And we went through some growing pains early, but really watching that team mature was probably the most, because there were some immature moments throughout the season, whether it be an individual or as a team, and really watching them mature. And then, national tournament's always my favorite time of the year. It's just being able to compete day in and, playing Kaiser in that first game. I remember leading up, we were trying to tell them, it's not the name on the shirt, it's another team. And then, going down against Tennessee Southern and how tough of a game Aquinas was. And then even in the final, I told the girls at the end, we didn't need the championship to know we were the best team, but being down, and we just never stopped. We never stopped to the end, got the goal, and, played all the way. Probably should have won it there at the end with the late chance, but just watch the team grow into champions was probably the best part.
5 years plus from now, do you see a scenario where you could be playing in a national tournament right here in Hattiesburg? That's a dream of the city, to be a destination city for soccer. And then when you think about the zoo and you think about all the different types of restaurants and hotels and just, the way tourism is growing here in Hattiesburg, do you ever envision that Hattiesburg could be a destination for that national tournament?
No, I think it would be great. Mayor Barker, he built that new facility. He's got the two new fields. And we actually had a meeting with him 2 weeks ago, just talk about kind of the next steps and the opportunity of bringing even a conference tournament here. And
sure,
with the two fields, the grass and the turf, you would never rain out. So the opportunity to have, because I know that they're looking. We have a two-year deal in Pensacola. I don't know what the men are going to do, but I know the NAI is looking. And, and that's kind of what the summer league team was. You guys were involved with the summer league, with the men and the women. It's just trying to build that community and soccer culture here in Hattiesburg. And you could see it slowly starting to change. You see a ton more of, not even Messi jerseys, but just, English Premier League jerseys and Spanish League jerseys. So you can start to see it. And, hopefully we just keep chipping away and Hattiesburg will become a soccer community.
Yeah, even coming through my neighborhood the other day, I was starting to see some HFC stickers in the back windows of some cars. Yeah. I mean, it's all over the place. And plus, I drive by Southern State Soccer on the way home, too. I mean, everywhere I turn, there's more and more soccer presence here in Hattiesburg. Yeah. All right, got just about a minute plus left here for you, Coach. As we look forward here to this season, I know we've talked about some pieces that are coming back, some that are new faces to this program. But when all is said and done, what quality is it going to be for these players on this team that make them different from the last few years that this team could possibly put forth one more win in the schedule and come away as national champions?
Yeah, I think just early on, I've really seen a bondness, a closeness. Sometimes you get 7 minutes free right at the beginning of practice, and you could see kind of different groups, friends, cliques kind of split. And the last few times, it's kind of really been collective. A lot of the older girls have been helpful. We have a new Spanish goalkeeper. You know, I asked Alma, hey, you know, just make sure you check on her, make sure she's settling in, you know. And so, you know, with some of our international girls, the girls really tending to and making sure. So I think I've seen that we seem a little bit closer than we have been in the past from the start as a whole. And so hopefully we can continue that and strengthen that and really have to play as a team. And I think this team's going to grow and grow and grow on the field. And if we can grow off the field and get that good bond, I think we're going to be tough to beat.
Coach, as Josh has pointed out, we're excited. And I think a lot of the people that listen to this program and just around Hattiesburg are excited to finally have soccer back at your namesake field over there on campus. And we look forward to seeing what the Crusaders can do. First game of the year, Sunday against Xavier. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
That is Coach Danny Owens for Women's Soccer at William Carey. Up next, Josh and I will wrap things up with you on another edition of Crusader Talk. Stay tuned.
Talking everything William Carey University Athletics. This is Crusader Talk on Super Talk Hattiesburg 97.3 and supertalkhattiesburg.com.
I don't feel like I've said it enough, but I've said it a lot. Man, I'm excited for this athletic year.
I was just thinking this. It never gets old. The quality of coaches that are right here in this room, in this studio, is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. The decades of experience, the championships, the national tournaments, the trophy case is full, the accolades are too long to list. And you never know it just from the humility, just the process, the way they work. They're so approachable. You know, I don't take it for granted. If you spend any length of time anywhere else where that hasn't been the case, it's instant appreciation for the opportunity we get every week.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine that's a big Alabama football fan, and he said sometimes it's not fun to be an Alabama fan. I said, yeah, right. He said, no. Like, for them, they have such a standard of performing to a certain high level that they're not excited over wins. They are nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs up until the final horn, that even when they win, they can't enjoy it. Sometimes I wonder, have we been entertained by so much success across the board in William Carey Athletics? Are we about to get to that point to where, man, success can sometimes feel like you're biting your nails until the final horn sounds and then you're just relieved at a win versus excited for every win? I don't think we're there yet. But at the same time, to understand the level of success that we've gotten to see, especially in women's soccer, I could see that viewpoint.
I would say that you're on the verge of that in multiple sports at the conference level in the SSAC.
Yes.
And so you can't take that for granted. There's still so much work that goes into putting that team together, to executing that, when every single night, as Coach talked about, you're getting the opponent's A game. I mean, it is the team to take down in the league. So when you go across locker rooms across the league and you go into their weight room, there's William Carey up on the wall. Yeah. That's who they want to take out. They know that that is the standard they've got to get to and exceed to win a conference championship. So the fact that Carey is able to continue to do that in multiple sports year in and year out is a level of excellence that we cannot take for granted. We have to appreciate it. It's not about winning by, you know, 30 or 40 in basketball, or winning by 10 in a game. Even if you're winning, just winning, you cannot take that for granted.
No, certainly cannot. And apologies for if you're listening to this episode back-to-back with last week's, you're going to notice a idiosyncrasy in all of this, that I was talking about soccer on the 15th and then the 18th. That's true for the men's team, who will be on the road at Shreveport, and then they'll play at home for their first game of the year in Hattiesburg on Sunday. Women's team, their first game is actually that Sunday. So we will, on next episode, be able to recap two men's matches and then one women's match in our first action against NAIA competition here in 2024, the fall season, I should say. We've had plenty of basketball and everything else in the fall or winter, spring. But it's exciting to finally make it through the long treks of summer and programming and getting things on the air and finally get to talk about action again.
But was it really that long?
It really flew by.
It did. And I've been telling everybody this. So, you know, the joke at the weekend of, you know, how was your weekend? That wasn't long enough. And then I've been saying now for weeks, it's Monday morning and then it's Friday afternoon.
Yep.
On the weekends, or it's Friday afternoon and it's Monday morning. It's both. I mean, weeks are flying by, weekends are flying by, months are flying by. It's just this season we're in of life here in our country and technology, and just we're so connected and so much going on. An Olympic year, right? There's been no shortage of sports this summer and storylines. So, here we go for what is. And I'm trying not to get too hyped because I want to ease into it. Because I know it's going to be the enjoying the grind, so to speak, of the season. So I'm wanting to just, you know, ease into it the next couple of weeks. But I mean, you have no time to ease into it.
It is. This week is full of preparation ahead of this soccer season, trying to tie up the loose ends and just get my head back ready to go for having that headset on. It's going to be fun. Couple other things just talking about as we wrap things up here. RJ Stinson doing a good job playing for the St. Cloud Rocks right now in the Northwoods League. He's actually playing in a game right now that his team's up 7-1 in a road game against Wilmer, the Stingers. But he actually scored the first run of the game as Ben Higdon, Southern Miss guy, was able to pull off a double steal with RJ and score that first run. And so, again, they're up 7-1 right now. Enjoyed him. Dario Herrera on that team as well as a pitcher. And then Patrick Lee, of course, doing Patrick Lee things back there in West Michigan. The Whitecaps are having a good season thus far, and he's helping them do a lot. They're towards the bottom of the order, but, man, when he gets on base and that speed, he's making opponents pay and pay in a big way. All right, next week, again, we're talking about live action. It's making you think about, what was that, Turtle Man? They did that yee-yee-yee live action thing? I don't know. It's been a long time, man. That's like 10 years ago. But that's what we're going to be talking about. Soccer action, William Carey men, again, taking on Louisiana Christian on the 15th, and then it's William Carey and Xavier in a doubleheader match Sunday evening. Should be a fun one.
How close to volleyball?
We are definitely close. Let me see. I had it pulled up right over here, and they are starting off on the road at Cumberland's, and their first match is, I believe, also this week. Yeah, Friday the 16th against Cumberland over there in Lebanon, Tennessee. So their season starting as well in the Phoenix Classic. Josh, fun as always, my friend.
Quickest hour of the week.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing everybody out there at Danny Owens Field for a 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock set of matches for women and men against Xavier. Until next time, I'm Caleb Hamill. Good night. God bless. And go Saters.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.